Gangster Computer God Worldwide Secret Containment Policy made possible solely by Worldwide Computer God Frankenstein Controls, especially Lifelong Constant Threshold Brainwash Radio. Quiet and motionless, I can slightly hear it. Repeatedly, this has saved my life on the streets. 4 billion worldwide population all living have a Computer God Containment Policy Brain Bank Brain, a real brain, in the Brain Bank cities on the far side of the moon.
Do you know if your brother will be coming to visit you? And can you tell us anything about your house at 29 Maple Avenue?
Your dad, we've read some of your writings, and we believe that they're very important. We believe that that there aren't going to be many hopes for the universe like yourself. And we want you to pass on your gift. Can you give us some information concerning Frankenstein Controls?
Or the synthetic nerve radio directional antenna loop?
Brain Bank Brain on the far side of the moon?
Can you hear us?
If you can understand us, can you just nod? Do you feel well?
We've received this flyer. Do you remember doing it? Do you remember writing it?
Do you remember anything, Mr. Deck?
Because we've read this flyer and we think that the information on it is very important.
Very, very important. We feel like that this is our only opportunity to gain this lore. Mr. Deck, is there anything that we can do for you?
I think they've got him. They know exactly what they're doing to him. He was hooked up to an IV, and they had a TV pointed right at his head.
It was clear it was done a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he had any hope for a future, but it's sad that the way, you know, the state of things. For all we know, I didn't notice any lobotomy scars. Huh. But it's possible.
We did everything we could for Francis, but he had no hope for a future.
I guess that when he said he was lingering for the inevitability of gradualness, he wasn't kidding.
He wasn't kidding around at all. I've never seen the results of the Frankenstein controls before now. I mean, I've never seen what a Tabin needle could do to somebody.
Yeah.
But I guess now we know what we're up against.
You could see where the sealed robot arms have grabbed him. Indentation.
They grabbed his legs, it looked like.
And that hand wrapped up that he was motioning with.
like, after he became semi-conscious.
He was pleading for help, but those eyes, the eyes were alive, man. I'm telling you.
He was trying to tell us something.
They broke down the micro-miniature electronic controls inside his body, so all he's left is a brain in a box.
I think it's what he was all along.
He becomes security.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. We're filming you.
Howdy.
How you feel?
Good, how are you?
You guys have long trek to do.
Oh, 3600.